Well, hello and welcome to another Angler News KZN Fishing Report, where, guys, the fishing has been truly electric on the KZN coastline. No matter what facet you are fishing, you are going to get those rods bending. And we are talking about fish on the offshore side being cooter, snook, tuna, keelback, dorado, sailfish. Guys, it is absolutely amazing. If you are targeting fish on your rock and surfing, well, you can expect that inedible action. Summer months are here and the fish are on the bite. All flatties of all sizes are coming out. But how's this? Cobtober in November, that was the title of my YouTube video for this week's report, because the cob that are coming out is huge, massive cob all over the coastline, whether you're fishing north or south. And if you are targeting that freshwater species, well, guys, the bass are big. It is absolutely humongous on all dams. And if you're aiming to be a fly guy this weekend, well, the NFFC has reported some great trout action on the Midlands, as well as carp and barbel off Midma. So, guys, we are going to get into all of it as we usually do. But before we do, a bit of housekeeping. Special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And, guys, these are the stores that are open and ready for you.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, I was at the Kingfisher this week. They've got a whole new range of stock coming in soon, so make sure to call your nearest Kingfisher branch, ask them when all those new products are coming in, and go and check it out. I got a heads up from Mike V with quite a few cool new looking lures that are coming through, and I can't wait to review them. So, guys, let's get into this week's show. Starting off down the South Coast, where Adam has had some erratic weather, but boy, was the fish coming out. Guys, this is Adam's report off the lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. As always, 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 I hope everyone's doing well. We're almost at the end of the year. I can't believe it's gone that quick. It just means we're all getting a bit older, Vinesh. But look, to everybody that's caught a PB or a fish that they've never caught before, whether it be saltwater or freshwater, well done, guys. And to those that haven't yet, don't worry, we've still got quite a little bit of time left to go and target a fish that, you know, you've never caught before. So let us not deter from the fact that, look, the year is almost done. But that being said, we've had some really good fish on the South Coast, Vinesh. A lot of non-eds coming out down our area. Obviously, we're moving into that period. Look, seasonal wise, in terms of weather and sort of, you know, we get this weather at this particular stage, we can't say that's what it is anymore. A lot of guys are predicting a wet December, but that doesn't matter. Again, we all know that the fish are waterproof. Now, moving straight into the particular fish we've been seeing. So we've got Darvy, Barry and Billy and Mo catching themselves some very nice rags down in the Transkei. Well done there, guys. We've also got a lot of cob around. Sandspit definitely being a spot that's producing quite a few of them, with Kalen, Tertius, Dees, Brendan, all with super cob catches at Sandspit, and even Akshay with a Garrick in the mix. We've also had the brothers Colby and Drew getting some nice tuna deep sea, and also a rag bag at Margaret Pier by Mark. So well done there to all the anglers. We've had some really, really decent non-ed catches, I must admit, and also some nice cob around. Definitely been sort of high on the list of what's being caught down here, Vinesh. So non-eds everywhere, from Port Edward, you know, getting sandies and rags, to smaller sandies, some big size sandies also being caught, and some hammers at the Stabell area, with the deep water points being the target areas by a lot of the anglers, and sada being the bait of the hour. You know, fresh sada in the water versus a bonnie or frigate tuna, or even a mackerel, I would say the sada is definitely getting picked up the quickest. There are certain areas where obviously some other baits are working well for the anglers, but there are some other areas where it's not. You know, generally the sada is definitely at the moment pulling out some really nice non-eds. And I only know of one or two particular spots that are selling them on the South Coast. So guys, get your hands on them because it's definitely been the bait of the hour. There's also been a few skates as well, with a couple of brands popping up here and they're making an appearance. So we've got to mention them because they are around. And then talking about the color brown, there's been a few bronze bream. And I mean deep sea bronze bream, Vinesh. You know, the ones with the big knob on their head. There have been a couple of those popping up. And I mean basket-sized bronzies. They haven't been thick and wild, but they've been there. You target those bigger oaks, you put a bit of a deeper shot, your slightly deeper reef, the guys are definitely being rewarded. There's also been some brush or stonies, also some snook, and a lot of tobies, Vinesh. Just, you know, that fish you don't ever want to catch, that chows your bait, you're thinking you're getting a bite, you start winding it in, you realize, hey, look, it's looking a bit light on the end, and then you look and it's a toby. So there's also been a few of those chowing the baits and catching themselves some free lunch. Also a bit of shad and chalut in the mix, and a lot of them being released. And I'm talking some big size shad being put back in the water. So well done there on the guys, you know, for putting those big shad back. So yeah, Venetia's really been pretty good down here. Now moving over quickly to the weather. Friday, the northeast is still blowing with a gust of around 30 k's per hour. Saturday, we got a little bit of a southwest to southeast in the evening, with the northeast picking up on Sunday evening. Swell for most of the weekends, however, will be around 1.5, 1.6, 1.8 here and there, just depending on where about on the coast you are, with an approximate 8-second wave period, with the sea temperature, which has really been the point at the moment, is the temp of the sea. It's sort of hovering and averaging around that sort of 21, 22, 20 degree sort of, I would say, spot. But there are certain areas that I'm seeing on some of these apps where it's dipping down to about 19 and some picking up to that sort of 23 degree mark. So it's been sort of there or thereabouts. So definitely non-eds are on the menu, along with a handful of rockfish, Vinesh. But otherwise, guys, I just want to say, enjoy the weekend, tight lines, and let's definitely see those catches. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Adam. What an exciting time down the Lower South Coast. Guys, that was the cover of my YouTube thumbnail this week because those catches were truly incredible. Kudos to those anglers. Well done. Massive cop coming out of Sandspit. Adam, we still have time this year, buddy. I didn't catch my personal best, but I am off to the Wild Coast next week, and I will definitely try. So now let's move on down to Warner Beach and Amanzatoti, where we are with Gary with a couple cool catches. Gary's excited. He is having rods bending in his area throughout the entire week. This is his report of Warner Beach.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary the Kingfisher here. Good morning to you all. Yeah, we had some beautiful water and weather over the last week. Geez, some really lovely seas. Nice to see that again. So seldom that you see it these days. Yeah, there have been some nice fish taken, eh? I got a call from the rocks this morning, and I hear that two Cape Yellowtail, people used to call them albacore in the old days, this Cape Yellowtail were taken for guys fishing for shad, I think, about that sort of 12, 15 kilo range. Two landed, one was, must have bust the guy up, or something gave away. Beautiful fish, lovely yellow especially up here in our waters when they come up from the Cape, where they do come up this time of the year. Sometimes you get a good run on the South Pier as well of those fish. Very strong fish, very flavorful, very strong flesh. A nice fish to make fish cakes or sort of like a pickled fish with, you know. Yeah, so that was the action this morning a short while ago in the Winkle Street area. Yeah, there have been odd brushy here and there around the rocks, which there will be, some big stumpies. Yeah, a nice mixed bag. Always a chance. I've seen a couple of cob coming out. I know we chap with paddle tail last week got here eight one evening. Although sort of smaller shoal cob, but sort of hanging around the rocks. They can sort of pack up in a little gully, those cob like firewood, you know, just sort of sit and often get a shad sitting amongst them as well when they pack up like that. But, yeah, so there's lots of options, lots of things to try for, you know. Don't get sort of stymied, you know, when the water's nice, you've got a nice white bank working, throw on there for with a nice white prawn, a crayfish bait, choco bait, and a sea lice, and you can get a few stumpies and maybe a pompano or a couple of grunter very quickly. You don't have to wait all day to catch a fish, you know. Other than that, big shad all over the place, and quite a few smaller ones now, so that'll bring the bigger fish, maybe even a kingy or two. November now already. See, it's flying past there. The older you get, the quicker the time goes, I think. I'm sure it does. Yeah, chaps, so tight line till next week.
Thank you, Gary. Oh, I love hearing that chuckle in your voice, because when the fishing is bad, Gary does tend to sound a little bit grumpy, but he has been very happy, and who wouldn't be with that amount of species in your area, the fishing being so good? Does it get any better? Well, Mike V in Durban might think so. So guys, here is Mike V, followed by Brad Krubler, with also another very good report on the offshore side out of Durban.
How's it, guys? How you all doing? Yes, it's been a terrific week fishing-wise. Lots of inedibles, lots of edibles off the beaches. The guys from catching giant shad, which I have seen quite a few of them being released, are getting to cob, to stumpies, to grunters. Some lovely edible fish fishing happening at the moment, especially with these we wash off the banks. I was getting some lovely edibles. Inedibles wise, sandies, honeys, diamonds, you name it, the guys are catching it. There's been a couple of big blackfin in the mix as well. I saw one pick of a black of 90. I've seen some nice size sandies, 40s, 50s. Honeys, the big ones, haven't arrived yet. I've seen some 40s, 50 picks. So, yeah, no, the fishing is warming up on the beaches, quick, fast, and in a hurry. If you guys are going to go target the edibles, please just remember, use the right tackle to target the right fish. So you can get your fish out quicker, and also does less stress on the fish. Paddle ski-wise, the O's are getting some snook, some kuta, some big albacore, and Cape Yellowtail, some giant ones on the boats at the moment. So yeah, the Oaks are getting some lovely game fish on the boats. Bottoms-wise, still a good couple of keelback around, still some doggers around. Oaks are getting their fair share of slingers, rock cod, all that stuff. So yeah, there are lots of fish also coming out in the boats. The bay produces as always. Oaks are getting some nice grunter. I didn't have any giants in the last couple of days, but there are some nice grunt in the bay. Kingies have started, snapper salmon are still there, those small cob are still trying. Springer, I did have two springer coming out at Bat Center. So it looks like they are coming in and the guys are getting some bite. Cool, guys, have a good one.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Well, guys, the weather did improve a little bit over the last week. Last night in particular, there were quite a few keelback, a couple of cracker that's out in the deep. Yeah, the bottom fishing has still been pretty darn good. The water's still a little bit cold for the Dorado, but there have been one or two popping up far north area. But in the shallows, guys, at night time, there are plenty of the snapper and little half cob, especially on the backline side. So in that dirty water, if you really want to go some fun on some ultralight tackle, there are plenty of them around. Also, the garrick still seem to be around, especially on the deeper spots. It's quite strange, but yeah, they definitely are still on the bait spots. So guys, yeah, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you next week.
Mike and Brad, you absolute legends. What a fantastic report. Guys, we are only halfway through, and I really don't know where I would go and fish this weekend, because so far, from Port Edward right down to Durban, the guys are talking about fish coming out. Now, what's happening up in the North Coast? Well, we've got Jesse, and I've got a bit of a short report from Jesse this week because he is really busy at the tackle shop. There is some amazing action happening up at the Bolito Salt Rock area. But for now, this is his report that came through yesterday, with just giving me a bit of a heads up as to what's happening with the fishing in his area.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. We've had a good start to the week so far. The weather seems to be stabilizing a little bit. We've had some good breaks. A lot of boats and skis went out. A lot of guys are fishing from the surf. Things are looking up. I'd like to see what happens by the end of the week, but I'm sure we're going to have some good fishing. There are a lot of guys talking about going out there and having some fun because all of their buddies are catching and all of that. So what I've seen on the rock and surf side of things, the guys are still catching quite a few bronze bream. the guys are pulling one or two stumpies out, but I see a lot of people targeting cob. I'm not too sure exactly where the guys are catching, but I'm assuming it's north, probably in the Tinley Manor side of things. Then in Belito as well, the guys are keeping a little bit quiet, but I think they're catching a couple of cob spread out in Belito. A lot of guys buying octopus tentacle, which could only mean one of three things. They're either targeting cob, brusher, or stumpies. And normally what happens is the guys will go down to the beach, they'll catch a fish on a certain bait. Everybody around them gets a little bit excited, and then they come in and they buy the same bait that the gent was using or the lady was using. And then you see the sales of that particular bait go up. And it's a very good indication of what's biting out there. So all good on that front. I think one of the highlights of the week is the amount of snook that's coming out in various areas. And it's not exclusive to a certain spot. The guys have been catching them throughout, all the way down from Mfloti up to probably Siola side, and even further up. I did see a couple of catches in Richards Bay as well. So that's quite good. Rock and surf all around doing quite well. Still a lot of shad coming out. We won't get into that. And then if we take a look on the boats, the guys are going out catching a lot of dalga, a lot of random bottom fish. I saw one or two tuna coming out. Still quite a few snook. And then if we take a look far north, that's where the excitement is happening. I'm not too concerned about it because it's not my area, but what I do look forward to is seeing those catches slowly starting to move south down to the Belita area. And we are seeing it happen day by day. The guys are catching fish further south day by day. And yeah, I think it's going to be good. We are looking at a lot of catches of Dorado, Wahoo, Kuta, all of that up north. We just have to wait and see when it gets down to us. So, guys, that's about it. Hope you guys are catching. Enjoy.
Great stuff, Jesse. Thank you so much, my friend. No wonder I couldn't get through to him this morning, guys. That fishing is absolutely amazing. That purple patch is continuing on the KZN front. Now, if you want to see what the water conditions are like out at Mshlali, go and check out our YouTube video. That is where my friend Martin has sent through some footage while, you know, in the heavy wind, he still managed to get out there and let us know what the conditions are like. So big up to Martin out there. Now moving on up to Tinley Manor, Blythedale, Zinkwazi, Stanger area, Tugela. Suvika from Duguza Bait and Tackle sent me some reports of what's been going on, and guys, it is inedible action. If you want to go and really get those muscles flaunted, guys, go and try it out there. I promise you, you're going to have an absolute treat. There are sand sharks, there are diamonds, there are stumpies, but in Tugela, the cob are thick. And as for Mtanzini Banks, well, we've got Nick back with this week's fishing report, and we haven't heard from him in a while, so let's see what the fishing has been like.
Yeah, Ivanesh, we've had so much wind here and bad weather over the last 2 weeks. So there have been little gaps. One of the young ladies down in town, Michelle, she went and on her first cast got a hook straightened, second cast landed the biggest, well, I say landed, they didn't quite get it out of the water, but it was the biggest honey she's ever caught in her life. But it came off the hook, it came off the circle hook, which is very unusual, you know, when it was in the very, very shallows. Sesson bent down to put his hands in his mouth to pull it out. And as he was doing that, he had one hand on the bite trace and it just came off the hook. In saying that, the guys have been catching snappers. It's the right time for them. And quite a few baby spinners, little hammers. Out at sea, no game fish off our beach yet. But then the river, oh, a lot of river bream. This morning they strung a net right across the river. It's about 5 o'clock this morning and Isabella went and took it. River bream, river snapper. Time for them. Haven't seen any big Malabar rock cod, but it's still a bit early, I think, for them. But it's also time for them. But with all this cold weather in November and all the rain we've had, I think a lot of the bigger fish are staying out of the lagoon because of the amount of grit that's in the water. You know, you can actually see the sand particles in the water. Otherwise, yeah, the river is healthy. We're all doing well. Looking forward to December already.
Thank you, Nick. Great to have you back. Yes, it was 2 weeks of no action, but looks like the fish are on the bite again. And yeah, with hooks being straightened, yeah, Imtenzini Banks is certainly the place to be. And as for waiting for December, well, that is just about 2 weeks away. So it's just a matter of time, Nick. He is moving up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia. Well, you've got Kuta, you've got some huge Dorado, you've got tuna coming out. So the offshore side is on absolute fire. And if you are trying your hand on some rock and surf, well, guys, from what I've heard, it's just skates and sharks, nothing on the edible side. So, guys, that is the saltwater report. Now, moving on to the freshwater side in KZN, where it is still absolutely amazing. We've got Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg with this week's latest report.
Hey there, guys. So, with last week's weather forecast coming into play, I'm happy to report that it seems that a good number of anglers took to the waters before the system came in. And some good, no, shall I rather say excellent, fish have been reported. It looks like the summer fishing is finally finding its groove. With the weather appearing to remain fairly settled for the week ahead, now is the time to get out and wet a line. Don't forget that show and tell is all part of the process. We love to hear your fishy tales and see the results of your endeavors. So do pop around to the shop and come and brag. The only firm rule is no picks, no proof. With the rivers having picked up some good flow with the recent rains, the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers have been making hay on all three of our local trout streams this week again. The Moy River can be a tad fickle, as a big storm high up in the catchment area I can turn it to chocolate very quickly, but if caught at the right time, it is a very productive system. The NFFC beats, some of which have only recently been reopened with the rains having brought river levels up, have drawn the most attention and yielded some great fish this past week. Good numbers in the 9 to 13 inch, that is 23 to 33 centimeter range, with a few better specimens in the 15 to 17 inch, 38 to 43 centimeters, and in the 17 to 19 inch, that is 48 to 43 centimeter classes. The Mgani has also produced a good range of fish spread across the tape measure from the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter bracket, and all the way through to the 17 to 19 inch, 43 to 48 centimeter bracket. As reported last week, the Bushman's River seems to have escaped some of the bigger rainfalls, so flows are a bit lower than the Moy and the Mgani, and reports indicated that some rain is still required. Hopefully the recent rains fallen over the last couple of days have fallen on that side of the mountain. Nonetheless, the fish are always there, and the returns indicated that fish in the 13 to 15 inch, that is 33 to 38 centimeter class, were brought to the net this week. The NFFC Stillwaters also saw some action this week. With the number of rather muddy vehicles on the roads I see these days, it seems that the Midland roads are reportedly a bit of a mud bath, but well worth the car wash afterwards if the fishing returns are anything to go by. Fish reported were predominantly in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter, and 13 to 15 inch, 33 to 38 centimeter classes, with larger specimens in the 19 to 21 inch, or 48 to 53 centimeter, and a couple of fish reported in the 21 inch, 50 centimeter mark, one being in the 23 to 25 inch, that is 58 to 63 centimeter bracket. The fish certainly seem to be back on the prod. Perhaps the best anglers read last week's call to arms, because there have been reports and a couple of picks of some proper bucket mouths coming to hand. It certainly was a big fish this weekend at Midmar, producing some big fish in the 3 to 4 kilogram range, and local angler Mike Skipper is getting his PB of 5.1 kilos. Again, the fish are there, but most excellent to see the confirmation, and every now and again, some picks. Word is it that Albert Falls has also been back on form. The private dams are also on fire. A regular visit to the Midlands waters, Fritz de Kuerker up from Durban, fishing with local anglers Jason and Tyron McGarry, reported great fun with some dinner plate-sized bluegill and feisty bass on the fly. Michael from Kingfisher Maritzburg also reports success with various species, bass, tilapia and scaly, on the fly, and it looks like that he is succumbing to the bend of the long rod. This month's meeting of the Natal Fly Dresser Society saw a welcome return to the hot seat of well-known out-of-the-box fly tyer Simon Graham, who demonstrated his micro muddler, which has proved to be a most attractive to the stillwater trout this past winter season. Anybody wanting some more info on the fly tying meetings and the doings of the NFDS, pop into the Kingfisher in Maritzburg and come and chat to me. No word from the scaly anglers of late, but word is that the yellows of Sterkfontein are making an appearance, and anglers are starting to gear up. Well-known Sterkfontein guide David Weaver reports that while the water is still on the cool side at 15 to 16 degrees, there are pockets of warm 19 degree water with fish in them, although they are being picky and might not be inclined to take the fly. David reports that yellows are actively feeding on carp eggs, so suggests that orange hotspot PTNs and other egg type flies are your current go-to patterns. Furthermore, there are large swarms of mayfly in the afternoons and the caddis are active throughout the day, so anglers have been stocking up on small parachute style patterns and the ubiquitous LK caddis. Previous reports have mentioned success on hopper patterns, and David confirms that the current crop of hoppers are brown in color and with fly sizes 8 to 12 would suit. A favorite staple of the Sterkies angler is the beetle, and David reports that the copper Christmas beetles are around in small numbers, but has yet to see any flying ant hatches or termite swarms. So guys, get out there and throw a line, and do stop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. What a way to run off the show, guys. I mean, I do not think there was a species that Jan did not mention that's coming out from the Midlands. I mean, I thought we had all the species on the saltwater side, but on your freshwater side, Jan, there's really nothing else you could have said. It was in great detail. Thank you so much for that. And I like your rule of the shop. If there's no pics, there's no proof. So, yeah, I'll be sure to have those images on my phone when I'm coming to visit you. So guys, that is our KZN report for this week. Like I said, it is absolutely epic right now. No matter whether you're fishing north, south, freshwater, saltwater, rock and surf, offshore, no, any species you are trying to target a fish on, you will get that fish. It is truly magnificent. We waited a long time for this to happen, and it is happening. So get out there and go and fish. Make sure to pop into your Kingfisher branch. Go and chat to the guys with what's the latest trending lures or baits that's working right now. Go and get updated with that inedible traces, because guys, you are going to need it. For Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Guys, when you're out there this weekend, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits. Guys, shad season is closed, so fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.